This 23rd presentation of Choose This Day is on the state of the dead. Now, we have seen what the world can tell us about what happens when you die, but it's not in concert with what God's Word says. So further exploration in this is needed to uncover the deceptions behind what's happening in our world today in regard to death. Now, there is a link in the video description for the notes of this video. Psalm 115, verse 17 says, "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." So this verse right here gives us a conflict from what we're hearing from many of our pulpits today. According to the Bible, the dead do not praise the Lord. They're not in heaven bowing before the Father and the Son, saying, "Thank you for redemption." What does the Bible say? Psalm 146, verse 4. "His breath goeth forth, he returns to his earth, and in that day, in that very day, his thoughts perish." So he's not thinking about what's going on in heaven. He's not thinking about praising the Lord. He's not thinking about you or anything or anybody that he has left behind in this earth. He is dead, or she is dead. So John chapter 11, verses 11 through 14, describe what Jesus understood about death. And it goes on to this story where Lazarus was sick and he was ready to die. Notice what Jesus said. "These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. But I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Well, then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." Of course, we understand that when you're sick and you sleep, it's a good thing. Howbeit, the Bible says Jesus spake of his death. Notice, Jesus called it sleep. "But they thought he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead." Now, so this sleep that Jesus referred to, he referred to as being dead. So death and sleep, all through the scripture, is very often a synonymous term. Now, just because Jesus was asleep in the boat in the Sea of Galilee doesn't mean he was dead. You can use that word in more than one way, sleep, that is. But notice what Solomon understood in regard to death in Ecclesiastes 9, verses 5 through 6. "For the living know that they shall die." For example, you, watching this video, know that in the future you could potentially die. "But the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward. For their own personal memory is forgotten." The memory of theirs is forgotten. "Also their love and their hatred, their envy, is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun." So notice it says they have no more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Unless, of course, the Lord raised that person up, as we talked about the last time we read that scripture. Now, we did refer to Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Even today, there are many examples of people telling of their dead relatives coming back to visit them, whether it be a neighbor or perhaps a grandmother or a father or brother or sister, somebody that has passed before and has come back to visit them with potentially some message that you and that person, or they and that person, only could know. Nobody else knew. It was a secret. It was never told. How could this person coming back to life be anybody other than the one that's claiming to be? I'll tell you what's happening. There are demons that are watching everything we do every single day. There are good angels. There are evil angels. The evil angels we call demons. And so these spirits, these evil spirits, same thing, are watching what you're doing. They know where you've been. They know what you've said. Every single thing we speak about is taken down by a faithful angel that will be brought up in the judgment. And so we need to understand that when these things occur, it's not those that have died, because the Bible says they know not anything. They do not come back to their house. They do not visit. They are sleeping, waiting for the resurrection. They have no more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Unless, of course, God resurrects them, as we had said before. But my point is There are biblical examples of situations like this where God was not happy with the outcome. Notice in the story of Saul in the Old Testament. He went in the book of Samuel to the witch of Endor. Now, God had already made it very clear that they were not to go to those that were witches, those that were soothsayers, or those that had a familiar spirit. But the Bible makes it clear that he did go, and this witch brought up something that he never saw, but he thought it was Samuel. And so as a result of speaking with Samuel, he was condemned. And when you put the story of that same story that was found in Samuel in the book of Chronicles, when you put them together, you realize that God actually took Saul's life as a result of him going contrary to the Lord's will. The Bible says that we need to seek the living for the dead, not the dead for the living. We seek to speak with those that are alive, that have the ability to breathe and have a conscience, that can remember the things, not demons that are acting like those that are dead. Turn away from these things. Never, ever go that direction. If you have questions about anything that I've said in regard to the scriptures about death, or perhaps there are some verses that you've thought about that you're like, wait a minute, it doesn't sound right compared to what he's saying, please ask. And somebody will get back to you, helping you to understand better what it is the scripture is saying about what happens when you die, because there are deceptions out there that I don't even have time to refer to. Thank you so much for studying with us, and God bless you as we continue to learn from the fundamental principle number 23 that says that the state to which we are reduced by death is one of silence, inactivity, and entire unconsciousness. There are a few scriptures here referred to, but there are so many more that we don't have time right now to go into. So thank you so much for taking the time to ask if you do have questions, and God bless you.